And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to another edition of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Rob, and that was the almighty DSB from their Wings Continue to Strive with Unchanged Mind album, and they did a track called Answer. And in my humble opinion, this particular full length is probably one of the best punk releases in the 1990s. And in fact, the two shows I got to see them here were some of the best shows I've ever seen in my lifetime. Absolutely, stunningly incredible. And speaking of absolutely, stunningly incredible, I have a special set coming up for you. But first, I want to let you know you are tuned in to another edition of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. So thanks for tuning in. I have an all Japanese set for you, mostly classic stuff, and then kind of a random mishmash towards the end of some of my favorite stuff, mostly from the 90s, and then a very, very special track to close out the show for you. So with no further ado, as I said, my next set, I'm going to start it out with the godfathers of Japanese punk. Sure, there are others, maybe came before them. There are many that came after, but there's only one Gaz, or Gaze, as I've been told is the proper pronunciation. They're so good, in fact, I'm going to play a track off of each of their full-length records, a total of 5 tracks. We're going to start out with Power from their Fuckheads release, and here we go.
Check out!
That does it for my first set. Well, tempted to end the show there, because really, where can we go but up or down, I guess, depending on your opinion. But my opinion is that's kind of the pinnacle of Japanese punk, and yet there's still so much killer stuff to come. That, of course, was an all-gaze set from all five of their full-length records. That last one that you heard was from what I'm going to call their last release full-length. That came out in about 2007, I think. And then we just worked our way through the catalog all the way back to Heads. And I don't remember what year that came out. Early 80s. I don't remember what year. It doesn't matter. But anyways, what a ferocious, ferocious thing. And I know I've told this story a couple times on the air, but it's worth sharing again. When they played at Gilman Street, I was so blown away that after their set, I bawled my eyes out. It was the only punk band I've ever seen that made me bawl my eyes out, but it was just such a ferocious, just unbelievable set, and I thought I would never get to see them in my life, and yet there it was, and they laid it out. And then, of course, I was at the infamous Epicenter Zone record store show the following night, where some yahoo pulled down the water pipe sprinkler system and proceeded to flood the entire store and the store below us, right in the middle of His Hero's Gone set. So thus ending the show and pretty much the record store. And there was an unfortunate situation because Gaze never got to play that second show here in the Bay Area. But at least I got to see them once. And I'm so tempted to go see them in Tokyo and their once or twice a year shows that they do over there. But I just haven't made it. Maybe someday. Who knows? Anyway, got another set of killer Japanese punk for you. I'm going to do an all-A set. This is Aburo Dako, and their track is from a compilation of all of their stuff on one CD, one little handy silver disc, and I really dig this track, and I think you will too. Let's hit it.
I come in this.
All right, that does it for my all A set of Japanese bands. That was, of course, Fort doing Bark Up the Wrong Tree from also a compilation of early stuff from them called Complete Quarterly. So, and if you believe this, they actually played that Gilman show with Gaze, which just, how can you just even top that combo of bands? And before that was two tracks from Asbestos. And before that was the Crusty Cries of Acid from their Grey Earth record. And I started off with Aburadako, and that title's in Japanese. So not reading kanji very much these days, so I'm not even going to try it. But worth seeking out all of these bands. And speaking of killer bands, the next set is actually what I'm going to call the heavy hitter set, starting off with Deicide, and I think you can see where it's going to go from there. I think these are some of the top bands of the Japanese punk scene, kind of the legends, if you will. So like I said, Deicide starting this thing off with Live and Live. We'll be right back.
Let's go, 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 let Disco needs a scream. Disco needs a scream. Disco needs a scream. Scream.
Now, how was that for a heavy hitter set of Japanese hardcore? That was, of course, the almighty Sick Heavy fronting Gizm doing a song called Death, Agonies, and Screams. And if you could just kind of close your eyes and think about him chasing you around the room with a chainsaw, then you might get the full Gizm experience. Before that, SOB, Systematic Death, LSD, Warhead, Nightmare, Lip Cream, Stalin, Paintbox, Forward, and then, of course, starting off with Death Side. And I have a couple comments. Number one, I'm sure you already know this, but just in case you don't, Forward and Paintbox are offshoots of Death Side. Forward is the singer from Death Side, and then Paintbox is Chelsea, the guitarist, was in Paintbox. Just so you know, there is a tie between those three bands. And the second comment I wanted to make was, actually pulled that Stalin track from the Maximum Rock and Roll compilation. Yes, just a reminder, you are listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. And if you do not own Welcome to 1984, the compilation, I highly suggest you go out and purchase this amazing compilation with, there's just more bands than you can possibly, NOTA, and, oh man, I'm totally drawing a blank now that I'm on the air. How funny. And Kidnap and a bunch of other really killer bands, BGK, so on and so forth. 23 bands, 17 countries, put out back in the early 80s by our staffers here at Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. And it has gone down in legend as one of the best punk compilations of all time. So please pick that up. Or do yourself a favor, at least find it online and give it a listen if you've not heard the entire compilation. That is it for my comments on that set. As promised at the beginning, I'm going to kind of do a thrown together set here of some of my favorites. I believe all of these tracks are from the 90s. I'm going to start out with Frampted. I almost said Frampton. Like a little Peter Frampton action there. Frampted. And doing the total arse, and I even throw in the intro because it's so bad.
Come on!
Does it for my last big old set of tunes there. That was the Gaia doing It's a Lie, Total Fury doing High Time, NK6 with their amazing Gaze style raucous ruckus, and they did a track called Hate, No Side, and then before that was Frampted, who I never got to see, but I did get to see Gaia a couple times in Total Fury and so on and so forth. And Gaia were obviously amazing. I remember them very well. And I think the last time I saw them was actually at the aforementioned Epicenter Zone, way before it flooded out during the Gaze show. But they were fantastic. And I've heard a rumor over the years that they won a bunch of money on some sort of talent, Japanese talent show or something, like televised talent show. I have no idea if that's true, but if it is, that's pretty bad. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. I tell you, this was really, really hard to pick and choose the songs I wanted to play because there are just so many good Japanese punk bands. But hopefully you enjoyed this as much as I have. Once again, my name is Rob, and you have been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. For more information about this radio show, please check out our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com. We have a fancy new website, so you can check us out. You can also email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. Send in requests or questions or just shower us with accolades and tell us how great we are. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We also started a fancy little thing now playing at MRR on Instagram as well. You can see all the things we like listening to. Some punk, some not punk, believe it or not. If you want to be considered for review or radio airplay, send 2 copies of vinyl, 1 copy of CD only releases, and cassettes to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California, 94146 in the good old USA. As always, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by the ultimate awesome Brandy, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes. I am Rob. As promised, I have one final track, a very special one indeed. Another band that I was fortunate enough to see, a metal band. They are called Abigail. They are also from Japan. This is from their Intercourse and Lust record, and it's a shredder. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.